Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yes, hi Scott. I got two charges on my credit card, and I'm not sure what they are. Your first and last name. But it is through your company. What is your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get your zip code so I can see what we had billed you for?
91367.
91367. Thank you. Can I please get your first and last name?
Julie Schoenfeld.
679. I do see an account matching that name and the zip code. Can I please get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
6333 Canoga Avenue, apartment 132, Woodland Hills, California, 91367.
Thank you for that. My system is loading. I'm waiting for it to load. I haven't been in California in quite some time. How's the weather out there?
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Always good to hear.
Definitely the Golden State. It costs a lot of money to live here.
I know that.
But it's just beautiful.
Always. Always.
We are just blessed with great weather.
Has El Nino or El Niña hit yet?
No.
That'll be fun when it does.
Yeah. We're also really lucky because, well, I think so. We don't have to worry about abortions and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Everything that is gun-carrying state. I mean, I've been in education. It's pretty scary in, like, Texas where teachers carry guns.
I think that's just for safety. The world's gone crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying. I'm just saying that it just seems like to get to that point. Does that make sense?
It does. No, I hear you loud and clear. I do see your account with us. I see that on the 8th of this month, this year, you had placed an order for a kitchen appliance. Let me see if I can get more information on what that kitchen appliance was. Let's see here.
The reason why I don't know is because I was on my Walmart screen, and all of a sudden, I, like, jumped to another one. And so I thought I was purchasing something through Walmart, and it wasn't Walmart. Like, that's happened to me with booking flights on the internet. Sometimes the screen changes, and I've ended up with the wrong flight. But
yeah.
I don't know what that is on there for your company. So
you signed up for a chance to win a kitchen appliance, and then you would have been given 7 days to have contact us and cancel, or else you would have been enrolled into the gadget campaign as stated is in the terms of agreement. Are you aware of what the gadget campaign is?
No.
I'm going to briefly go over what the gadget campaign is so that you're aware of what you are billed and why for.
Okay, but if I'm not going to get the appliance, I would never go into a lottery or that kind of system knowingly, because I know that, you know, there's no chance in hell, and that I've heard from other people, these expenses just keep going on and on and on. So whatever it is, I want out.
I can definitely help you with that, and I'd be happy to help you with that. Following protocol, I'm going to have to explain what this is first, and then I will get right to that. So what the gadget campaign is you pay shipping and handling and or an entry ticket. So you paid for an entry ticket, and you did not win that from what I can see here. Let's see. Yeah, you did not win that, sadly. And so you were enrolled into the gadget campaign because you had not canceled within the 7-day period. And so you... With the gadget campaign, you receive a $125 voucher. You receive that voucher. There's an email that was sent to you. It should have a code and a link. Copy that code, click on the link, enter the code. You can use that $125 voucher on our discount shopping store. And they send you that monthly.
Take me out, or I'm going to dispute the charge because I have no idea what that is, and I never and don't do any of that stuff. Just for this reason, for all the things I hear about, you know, that you're not truthful, and not that you personally, but, you know.
I understand. Yes, ma'am.
And
so,
I don't know how I got to that screen. So I want you to just take the charges off, or I'm going to dispute the charges.
Yes, ma'am. In which case, I don't need to continue with this. I don't need to explain this anymore. Seems very straightforward what I need to do. I'm going to go ahead and cancel this so that you will no longer be receiving any further billings from us. While I'm working on that, just please stay on the line.
I don't want to pay the two charges either.
I can definitely help you with that.
I'm not going to pay $56, whatever that is, for what?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I do. And so you're canceled. That was first thing first. I had to cancel you so that you won't receive any further billings. Second, we'd hate for you to have to take legal action. It's a longer process, so I will be offering you a refund. But this was a valid charge because it was stated on the terms of agreement. So as a courtesy, I'm going to offer you a 35% refund. Is that all right?
No, I want 100%. I don't know what that $56 is.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't charge me for something that I didn't get. If you charged me like it said you paid, you know, $2 for shipping and handling, and then you get all these charges, you know, it's not right. You're even though it's in your fine print, you're trying to trick us. Otherwise, you would state it where people would see it and notice it. And I think that's wrong.
No, I agree.
And I will do it, but I want 100% refund. I mean, I just retired from, you know, teaching, and I need my money to live on, not to play games like this.
I understand completely. And so I'm going to help you with that. I'm going to go ahead and issue you that refund in which you have requested. Just hang on the line while I'm working on that. I appreciate your patience. Okay, your refund has been submitted successfully. You will no longer be receiving any further billings, shippings, and your refund's going to take 3 to 5 business.
100%.
Yes, 100%.
That's the $56 charge and the $5 charge.
Well, the $5 charge went towards the entry to win that item. Can I place you on a brief hold to see if you're eligible to get that back? I'm not unsure. Can I just place you on a brief hold?
You said nothing about an entry. It said pay shipping. I thought I was on a Walmart, on my Walmart site, and it's not Walmart, so I don't know what happened. But whatever it is an intent to not be honest with people. If you wanted to be totally above board, then they should list it very clearly what that is. Instead of hiding behind a shipping charge and a future, you know, and future things.
I understand. You have every right to be angry. I'd be angry too. I've submitted one refund successfully. I need my supervisor's permission to grant two refunds. And that is a entry fee. So I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Please hold. Thank you for your patience. I'm still working on this. Please continue to hold.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I just got authorization from my supervisor to go ahead and refund you your entry fee. charge. That was submitted successfully. So you have two refunds, one for $56.95 and one for $5.74. That's going to be separate refunds. They're going to enter your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll call the bank and alert them.
Okay. And I have a confirmation code confirming your cancellation. Would you be interested in that?
Yes, if you just give me a minute, or can you email me that so I have it in writing?
I am unable to send emails or text messages. Would you be able to write that down?
Yeah, I will. One second.
Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be C as in cat. 2-6-0-9-7-4-5-5-0.
Okay, C as in cat, 2-6-0-9-7-4-5-5-0.
That is correct.
And could you give me your name so I know who I spoke to, please?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay. And how would I identify you, Scott?
Male? I'm confused.
Well, in case I have an issue with that and I'm not refunded or something and I say that I spoke to you, how do I identify you? Because you could be in Texas. You could be in Alabama. Do you know what I'm saying?
I understand that. Yes, 100%. The call agency is actually consists of mainly females. So if you say, I spoke with Damian Scott, male, in the call agency, then that's how you'll identify me because I'm one of the few here.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help, Scott.
Happy to help. Thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.